Welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party Podcast, the longest running podcast about Vanderpump Rules out there. Please join your hosts, Holly and Sarah, as they deep dive everything Vanderpump Rules.
Hi, everybody. I'm Holly Borquez.
I'm Sarah C.
What's up?
A lot of trees suffering today with all my notes. I've got my Jersey notes. I've got my Secrets Revealed, my podcast notes, my after show notes, my Valley notes. And I'm swimming in paper. And I'm a little overwhelmed. But well, we're in the final stretch.
Well, you should take your after show notes and burn them because they're useless. What a joke.
Much like the reunion.
What an absolute joke, dude.
Yeah.
I was so disappointed. I was like, I love the after show, and that was like literally a slap in the face.
Let's see. Let me even look to see, because I have the Secrets Revealed. Yeah, I don't have much on the after show. Well, we might as well just knock that out.
Well, I mean, there's nothing, it's about the Valley, so what's the frickin' point?
I mean, in a little bit of a relief, then I didn't have to go look for the Valley after show because I was a little overwhelmed. I'm like, now what next? What else do I have to watch? Because I did watch the reunion again because it was the extended bonus version, and there was a couple extra things on that, and nothing noteworthy, quite honestly, but, you know, a couple chuckles here and there, a little more James.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. And I got confused. I'm like, oh, that's right. I don't have to look for the Valley after show because I already watched it. And then I was like, wait, no, that was about Vanderpump. I totally forgot it was about Vanderpump until I saw Sheena. And I was like, oh, wait, what are we talking about here?
I'm not kidding. I was so angry watching it. I was about to lose. Like, the only reason I didn't turn it off was because we podcast. That's it. Otherwise, I would have absolutely turned it off and never watched again. But it was unfocused. It was bizarre. It wasn't even like relevant to the current Valley show. Like it was a complete mess. Jeremiah, I don't know what happened right there. Yikes. Messy.
Yeah, there's some Jeremiah, some things we heard. I heard Katie and Dana had Ariana on their podcast, and they were talking about how they thought it was so stupid that they watched that they waited to show that last bit. And Katie was like, it served no purpose at all. The only purpose of that was to hurt Ariana. Like, she goes, no one needed to see that. Everyone knows what they said and did. There was no point in showing that, except they wanted to make sure they hurt Ariana. And they kind of like, they were very anti-production because they were like, you know, I think Ariana's kind of saying, look, they tried to force me down this path. They tried to force this redemption arc. And I wasn't playing ball, but I was doing my job. And so then they're like, well, you know what? We'll do that. We'll withhold this scene and force her to watch it at the reunion. And she goes, and I'm contractually obligated to show up. So they knew they'd get me one way or the other. And I was like, ooh, shots fired. And that's why I'm like, she was pretty loose with her accusations, and I thought that sounds like someone that quit. but it was interesting to hear Dana and Katie's perspective saying that ending did nothing for anybody. It affected no one except to hurt Ariana, and that's the only reason they did it.
They also used it to Lala. I think it made Lala look really bad and made Sheena look really bad. So in a way, they were able to kind of triangle it to hurt Ariana, to make Lala look bad, and to make Sheena look like a bad friend. All of that happened by doing that.
You think they wanted to make Lala look bad? Because she's kind of like teacher's pet. I'll do it. Like, she does all the production dirty work. Like setting up, stirring the pot, setting up the stage for
a confrontation. And that's how they used her. So they literally exposed that. Yeah. So yes, she was the teacher's pet, but that really backfired on her because we all see it. So, and it was them who showed us.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. It's not like we cracked the code on that. Like, they literally laid out the pieces to make her look like a POS.
Yeah. So on the after show, there was another example of Lala saying, kind of being caught in her little, which is it, Lala? You're the only honest one on the show? So in the after show, she's like, well, I told Kristen, like, they were talking about why she's mad at Kristen. And we know the Gigi stuff from that podcast, live podcast show,
yes,
and everything.
Yes.
But she's like, well, I told Kristen the real stuff about, you know, my life and my relationship and my, you know, not the shit that I do here. I told her the real stuff on the level. So you just said on camera that the shit you say on camera and to us is bullshit. And you tell your friends the real stuff. And I'm not an idiot. Yes, of course, not everybody shares every morsel of their life.
Right, and right.
Certain things they don't want public. But it was just coming off of that. I'm the only one honest here. And all of you say things behind closed doors and then you don't say it here. It's like, well, you're doing the same thing right now.
Yeah.
So, which is fine. But don't accuse other people of doing that when you also do that.
Yes, yes.
You know, it's like, don't think she's. But she's smart, but not like in that way.
Like, I think. I think unfortunately, for a lot of people, that she really ruined the show right at the end, where breaking the fourth wall, which I think a lot of us really love, but by saying what she did and calling everyone out for not being authentic, it definitely calls into question the entire feeling of the show. And so by doing that, then like it just crumbled the whole thing. It just fell down. And now I truly don't know where we go from here. I don't.
Hence the break. Nobody does.
And like, I think I'm going to be so disappointed if they restructure. Like, if they're going to restructure, they need to wait years, not months. Because I don't think so.
Yeah, this after show, when it started off with the two Toms being their, like, little sidekicky selves, I literally was like, Katie, eye roll. I was like, oh, no. They're still trying to shove this, like...
Yeah, they're still... Yep.
Duo.
They're gonna... Oh, yeah, here we go with the spinoff.
And the... What are they, like, Shaggy and Scooby? Like, they really think we're, like, interested in the kooky antics of Tom and Tom. It's like, they're in their 40s. This little charm thing is worn off. There was a time and a place for it. That has passed, especially now that we've seen both of their dark sides. I still can't shake off my experience on Sunday with Schwartz. It's just, I can't get past it. It was just the weirdest energy. And then the Alex of it all, it was like, what just happened? But it what I felt was like that energy,
mm-hmm.
you know, that comes out. Schwartz shows a glimpse of it every now and then, and it's weird when it happens. But anyway, so yeah, I don't know where we go, but we've got to figure something out, I guess.
And then, like, I come back to, like, how high their ratings are, how successful the show is, and then to end like this just seems like such a cop-out. Like, after everything they've been through, this is how it's going to end?
It's a bad ending. It would have been a better ending just Ariana walking away and we leave it there.
Yeah, yeah. You know? Yes. And now I also, like, it's, like, bothering me, like, this little, like, string-along thing that they're doing where it's, like, well, we're taking a break. We're letting them live a little, letting it breathe. It's like, okay. I don't know. It's just, I feel like they're playing a lot of games. They're doing a lot of testing right now to see how we're all feeling. And I hope they're hearing it loud and clear. You know, it's like, fix it.
You broke it. You fix it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well. Let's just touch on, since we're in the after show, just touch on the little parts and then we'll move on to Secrets Revealed.
Okay.
The first part I mentioned, see, this is about the Valley. So it's like, we should almost do that on the Valley, but it goes back and forth. I thought it was interesting, Janet and Michelle and everyone just talking about what a doting father Jax is, but then like, he's not that way to Brittany. And that, I don't know, it was just kind of a little Jax is a great dad montage. So the Jesse thing with Kristen, I'm very confused, because on Watch What Happens Live, which is very recent, he was like singing Jody's praises, like, oh, I love her, she's great, da 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 da. But then here he's like, oh, I think she's gotten worse since her Vanderpump days. He's like, if she's changed for the better, I wouldn't have wanted to know her then. And like, they're all Kristen bashing. And like, Jax is jumping on the train. And he's like, she just sees us all moving on with our lives. And she has a hard time. So she tries to do the same thing, but it doesn't work. And I almost felt like Sandoval was defending Kristen more than any of these other people that are supposedly her friends. You know, and like Jax warning Luke, do some research, bro. And I don't know. It was, and Brittany. Brittany's like, yeah, I don't think Kristen's evolved that much. And chiming into Lala's, you know, I want to know if Brittany and Lala have made up or if they're still in a little chilly space.
It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. It's the dumbest thing. Like, this whole, I am struggling because I'm still so baffled by this entire episode that I cannot believe that they thought it was okay to put this out. That's how bad it is. That is how horrible this is.
The after show?
Yes. I would suggest that everyone do not waste your time on it. What a freaking waste of time. And it's obviously old ass footage. You can tell they're in all of their old ass outfits. And they know how us fans view the Dodie shit talking. We don't like it. So the fact that they keep trying to shove it down our throats, like in my notes, I wrote like, shut the fuck up, Jason. I don't give a shit what you say about Dodie. You didn't know her 10 years ago. So shut up.
Like, and I don't like that she was cut out of like basically the second half of the season.
Yeah, it's
I'm
like,
watching because of her.
Yes, like I truly do not give a crap about any of these other characters, and I feel like their egos are so big right now. It's like I'd be
none of us tuned into the show to watch Nia or Michelle or Janet or their husbands. Like no, everyone tuned in to see Jax and Brittany and Kristen.
And they were great. And who are the two people that they slammed on for the first freaking 20 minutes of this show? Jax and Kristen. Like, and I guess if they're trying to get a rise out of people by doing that, like, it seems like it's kind of a shtick because they keep doing it. So it's like, okay, I don't know. And then we'll get into the valley too, but I had a big problem with that, with the episode as well. I was just like, is this, are you kidding me?
At least
me?
It was a little less dark than last week. I had a big problem with Lala. Hello. I don't know. Have you seen Ocean's Daddy? She calls Kristen, first of all, she calls Kristen old, which fuck off. And then she said her boyfriend looks like a serial killer or sugar bear. I know you're going to say, well, she's not wrong, but I'm just saying, you're one to talk, Lala. I would 10 billion times rather be with Luke than Randall. Luke doesn't have a furry back and butthole. Come on. Who would you rather? Is this even a question? You're going to say Randall?
I was going to say, it's a question. I would have to think about it, but it is a question.
You got to have your side of the sidewalk clean if you're going to throw shots like that.
Oh, yeah. And that's where producer Jerry is doing his job, because he gets her to run her mouth like that. And it's so funny because we're all laughing. Like, we're laughing. It's hilarious. Like, that was an amazing... I'll give him that one. That was a great moment.
Even post Randall, like her choice in Havasu, I was like, okay, looks like a real winner.
It's just rude. It's rude to comment on, you know, someone else's preference or whatever. Like it's like a talk. Like, and then she's like, Jax is like a 12-year-old boy. It's like, you make comments like a 12-year-old boy. Truly, like that comment is like something one of like Ronnie's little junior high friends would say. You know, it's like,
yeah, and she tries to explain why she's mad at Kristen. But again, she did what Ariana did. She watched a clip that was taken out of context. I watched that whole podcast, and we know we have our own listeners that were there.
Yeah, I feel like everyone who watched it knows. You know, it's very much like the Ariana thing of, like, her just watching TikTok. It's like, if you watch it, she would actually see that Kristen, you know.
She was upset and uncomfortable, and she did stand up for her. But Lala sees some clip. I see her in a corner snickering and laughing. She's like, that's not what happened.
Yeah.
God, it's so annoying. But I don't, like, Kristen, you don't want her friendship, so don't worry about it.
Yeah.
How about the, I enjoyed this part when Jax kept saying how profitable, like, I turned a profit the first month. I just hit the lottery. Like, and he very much acknowledged it really had, like, little to do with him, right? It was the restaurant owner group. But more so than Sandoval, Schwartz just looked so, like,
downcast.
Just, like, it was just bothering him so much that Jax is making a profit so easily and quickly. And
I think it's that. And then it's just, like, the lack of responsibility that he has to the success of it. You know, it's like he truly just walked in and everything was done for him. You know, like, they know what they're doing. They're, you know, he just gets to, like, do what they're already doing. But they had to, like, literally do the blood, sweat, and tears with it.
And not only that, they're like, and if you want to make it your own, here's a couple $100,000. Go have fun. Like,
yeah.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah, and he went on. And so if you guys don't watch, he goes on and on and on. Like, I'm talking, he just talks and talks and talks about how he hit the lottery, this great opportunity, and all they're showing are the Toms just, like, literally twitching out. Like, they keep crossing their legs, uncrossing their legs, moving their shoulder up, moving it down, hand on their face, hand. It's like, it's so spiraling. Uncomfortable and kind of funny.
Yeah. It was interesting, I thought. When Luke said that he read the emails and texts and letters that Alex had sent Kristen, and so he has firsthand seen, like, the volatile side of this guy. Like, he's not just hating Kristen's ex, Alex, just because he's her ex. Like, he said he's seen, like, receipts. So I thought that was interesting because, you know, I've always had that weird vibe, and that vibe continues after this last weekend.
I just feel like, unfortunately for Kristen, we've seen how she gets the new boyfriend riled up against the last one. Yeah. So it's kind of a pattern with her, and the way, and the guys always in the beginning stick up so hard for her. They will not listen to, like, I'm not going to say she bamboozles them, but she absolutely knows how to control that narrative with the new guy. So, I get what Jax is saying there. Like, he's saying, like, dude, just, like, kind of listen to what we're saying, you know?
Yeah.
But
interesting that she said Alex hated Jax.
Yeah, yeah.
So, okay, here's my second. Who would you rather, Alex or Luke?
Oof.
Oh, my God, that's such a no-brainer. Really? You're really struggling with Luke, huh?
Yeah. I'm still TBD on him as, like, a person. And so I'm just, like, a little leery. That's all.
Well, I'm still Team Luke. And even if I wasn't, even if he was a dick, I'm still Team Luke on the who would you rather. I love the WeHo versus Valley comparisons, because it reminds me of, like, when I lived in Santa Monica, but I would come down to Orange County. It was just always such a treat. I'm like, oh, I'm going to go to Target because I can just park in a parking lot. I don't have to park in a parking structure or a parking garage. I don't have to go to a, like, two or three tier Target. Like, it was just very exciting to be able to park like normal and not, like Sandal said, you don't have to valet at the grocery store. Like, it's those little things that really do mean a lot.
But, it, like, what I was laughing at is, like, that's literally any other city but where they are. Like, you don't have to go to just the valley for parking. Like that, that was, like, cracking me up, too. It's, like, it's so freaking hot there. It really is.
That's, yeah. That's like, I mean, I would go to the Culver City Target, and that's, you know, and that just had a regular parking lot.
Yeah, yeah.
It was busy as fuck. It's kind of like going to a Belaterra Target. It's like, you just don't want to fuck with it.
Yeah.
It's too crowded. And Jack's complaining, yeah, there's all these, like, millennials and young people and TikTokers with all this damn energy.
Again, why was this on the reunion after show? Does that make sense?
No, it makes no sense. Is Jax, because they're like, Jax, you're a millennial. It's like, is he a millennial or is he a Gen Xer? Like, what are you?
I don't know.
You're kind of right in the middle. You're like Gen X and a half. You know?
I don't know what the dates are.
Yeah. Oh, this made me eye roll. Jax and Tom and even Ariana, they're like, yeah, when we went to the valley, it was like, nice. Now it's getting too popular. Everyone like followed us. I'm like, are you kidding me? The valley's been known for like as long as I've been here. Like, that's where people go once they have a family or once they buy a house. Everyone goes to the valley. It's been happening for decades. It's not a trend you guys started. It's not young and hip and cool now because you're there. Like, that's what everybody does usually when they hit their 30s or their 40s. You know?
Yeah.
They made it sound like they started a trend. It's nothing new.
Nope.
I was pleased to find out that Mama rides the bull.
Yeah, that was funny.
I mean, props.
She's fun.
She's a good time. And she does a sober.
There, I was on Facebook yesterday, and there was, like, a very broad, like, Vanderpump Rules group. I actually think, I don't know if it was, I think it was, like, Vanderpump Rules News or something. You know, like, it was, I don't even know if it's a group. It's just, like, a general thing. And it said something, like, I screenshotted it because I was laughing. Let me see. Where is it? Here we go. So it says, oh yeah, Vanderpump Rules fan news. So it says, like, Lala Kent flaunts baby bump in gray jumpsuit at Sherman Oaks coffee shop after nearly storming off Vanderpump Rules reunion. And then it shows her in her little onesie tracksuit with her hat on going to the store or something. And in the comments, Sherry is on there.
Oh.
And I thought that you know, she put a red heart. And I was like, "Oh, so she's not mad at like the Britney babysitting nanny thing isn't bothering Sherry."
Oh.
So, I was like, "Okay.
Huh.
So Sherry's still down with Lala."
Yeah.
Good
I
to
want
know.
More details. Oh, well, there was one part in the extended version that's like right up your alley where they talked extensively about the Belmont bathroom.
Yeah, I saw that. Ronnie was like, what's the Belmont? I'm like, oh, like a bar. I'll take you there too, Ronnie. I just take you to all the bars now.
That's probably a review. She takes her daughter to the bar.
Yeah. No, I've already seen it. It's already there.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah. Like, what? Like, do you guys take your kids to Chili's? Okay, same right. thing. God.
Exactly. Oh, my God. Okay, well, should we talk about Secrets Revealed?
Yes.
So, the secrets reveal. Yeah, we already talked about the Toms. And I'm like, they're starting with Toms. Like, this, I'm not into this duo. Stop trying to make this happen. Clearly, production still thinks think these two hooligans are so funny with their antics.
I think they're grossly mistaken as well to think that, like, we are at the same place Sheena is with Sandoval, where, like, we've forgiven and we're over it. That has not happened for me, and I'm not looking to, like, ho-hum with him.
I don't think you were looking to ho-hum with him before the scandal.
Yeah, so I think that's why it's definitely taking me, like, I'm kind of like Katie in that way, where I'm just like, ugh, like, I literally could gag.
Like, we tolerated him, I mean, almost like what Lala said, we tolerated him, you shoved him down our throats. Like, we had to in order to have you on the show. And he's an OG, so I'm like, Lala can zip it, but, you know, in theory... It's like, we tolerated him because of Ariana.
Well, I think that, like, because of Ariana, it made me pause, because I'm like, if Ariana's pretty cool, there's no way she would, like, and if I think he's a douche, he must not be a douche, because she wouldn't be with a douche. So maybe he's different, like, behind the scenes or something. But
yeah,
I don't think that's true.
Then he'd occasionally do, like, a nice gesture, and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
No, but, well... They pan over to Anne, and she's now also become their accountant, and has to split up all their bills. I'm like, why don't you guys should just have, like, an accountant, actually.
Like, but why, when Anne can just do it?
What the hell is $8,300 a month when that does not include the mortgage? Okay, I told my friends that live, you know, in the Hollywood area and what their mortgage was, and they were like, what the hell are they doing? They did something massively wrong if their mortgage was 15 grand or 12 grand. Like, it should not be that. But $8,300 a month just for, I mean, I assume this is a month, right? Wasn't she going over the monthly bills?
That's what happens when you buy a home at the price that everybody else's is worth now, that they didn't pay for it. Do you know what I mean? Like, those people bought their houses for less. They bought theirs at top dollar to begin with. Like, that was mistake number one. And then the bills and everything, like, that's crazy.
So, okay, pool, water. Like, I had a hot tub guy. It was $40 a month. I'm sure a pool is a little more. But water and electricity, cable... And then earthquake insurance, Gardner, but that's cheap too.
Probably not for that. I would up everything that we pay probably by like $100 for that. So yeah, it's still not adding up to $8,000.
Well, and she said $8,300 each.
Yeah.
So their monthly upkeep bills are $16,000 plus their like $15,000 in mortgage or $12,000 in mortgage. Like, what?
Maybe they're very behind. Maybe they stopped paying during, like, COVID or something.
I was thinking, I'm like, maybe that's, like, their annual cost, or they're just, like, 3 months behind on all their bills or something, because there's no way anyone could afford that.
It has to be that they are behind, because I feel like they even talked about it a little bit, that, like, they both kind of, like, stopped. And now, like, I that has to be what it is.
There's no way it could be that much. Hey... There's some of you that live right by them. Like, how much are you paying that much for earthquake insurance and for your water and electricity? And okay, we can just take cable out of it. We know that's, you know, whatever, $300 a month. Pool, we can, you know, that would be a couple hundred a month max, and partner, a couple hundred a month max. So it really comes down to the water and electricity and the earthquake insurance.
I mean, and to be fair, that could be let's say they run the AC all the time because production's there and everything, whatever. Like, let's go crazy and say that they're heating their pool. That gets really freaking expensive, very expensive. Yeah. So let's say that it's $2,000 a month for that. That is still nowhere near the amount that they came up with.
Yeah, $16,600.
Yeah.
Yeesh.
They're behind, so, for sure.
So Tom says, it's been over 2 months since I emailed her with... Okay, I don't understand why he freaked out. Wait, is she home? I don't want her to hear me. It's like, you read your email to her and her attorney. Why don't you want her to hear you? Because she's already seen it. So what's the big secret?
I think that he was shit talking in the room and like filming a scene of shit talking her. You know, like she could have, I don't know,
like ba 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 ba.
Yeah.
Started to come out. Yeah. I do think that's kind of an excessive amount of time to reply.
Yeah.
Like 2 months later. But then if they were doing like a forensic accounting, maybe not.
Well,
maybe
I feel like Ariana knows like the types of things that bother him. And I think that it probably became a little addicting to make him wait for a, you know, to like to sit there. And then like she probably
very anxious.
She wanted to respond, but she knew if she took her time and really took her time, she kind of took the power back on that. And she absolutely did. Like, you know, and that's probably like a little satisfying to her to see him freak out like that.
Well, she probably said, what's legally the amount of time we have to respond? And then also probably smartly, that's when she had her decorator person come in and assess the value of everything and do like her own list of accounting of assets, right? So, which is smart.
Yeah.
So she knows what to ask for and not like later on be like, oh shit, I forgot about the furniture, you know, and the value of that. So he offered her $600,000 cash and then he said so he knows, you know, he'll have to refi and it'll go to over 20 grand. That's just crazy. And he's like, yeah, I could only afford that for like 6 to 8 months. It's like, well, if you can't sustain it, why are you going to court? They're still going to court. To battle what? You just said you can't afford it. You're looking at houses with shorts to rent. Like, why are you wasting all this money on lawyers and courts and things like that when you know you can't afford to buy her out?
I think, like, just like Ariana had to deal with the fallout of, you know, kind of losing the dream of their house, I think it was a dream for both of them. And I get that, like, I can absolutely have empathy for Sandoval as well. Like, he doesn't want to lose that house. Like, you know, it's something he could own, he could hold on to. But yeah, if he can't afford it, like, he has to, you know, cut his loss and move on. Like, he'll be able to get something again. And it's heartbreaking, but it's like, yeah, it's, I feel like he's really living in like a fantasy land right now.
Yeah, I mean, he seems to know that he can't afford it, but maybe he's thinking, if I just tour some more, I'll be able to make up the difference or something.
Yeah.
Do some Amazon Lives.
Yeah.
Curious how much those Amazon Lives pay, because Lala seems to do them every week. Like, you must get a percentage, a cut of what you're selling, but then you also get, like, an appearance fee, too.
Well, and it must be the amount of people that you draw in as well watching, because I feel like Lala always saves a really important moment for that to draw people in. So it must be, like, an engagement number as well.
Yeah, because that's also, you know, free marketing. So even if someone doesn't buy it then, they, you know, maybe they write it down, they buy it when they can afford it in 2 months or something. So
that you put it in your cart, you know, and then it's smart.
So he wishes he could go back for financial reasons.
Oh, nice. what did you think? Like, I wanted to ask all the listeners too, what did you guys think of all of his little like oil bottles and like celery powder on his in his little workout room? Did you see that?
Yeah.
Like, so, like, what are those little tinctures, or what is that?
I figured they're just like some form of like supplements.
I mean, there was a lot.
Yeah.
I was
one drop of primrose, one drop of turmeric,
I keep getting this ad, like, you know, like when you look at something, unfortunately, then like the ad comes to you like over and over. And there's, I looked at this thing. It was like, it like lowers your blood sugar. Like it's like a glucose little like oil drop. I think it has like vinegar. I can make it myself basically. But, I was like, that's kind of cool. But now I keep getting the frickin' ad, you know? So it's like, ugh. But yeah, I was just wondering, I was like, what is he taking? Cause I mean, I have talked about this before. Tom Sandoval's body from the beginning of Tom Sandoval and the Extras, the first show I went to where he is now, he had an extreme body makeover. Like, I know, yeah. And I know that's because he started dating Raquel, he started working out, he, you know, like, everything, he got more confidence, and, like, it's so obvious in, like, video number one to, like, our videos now. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
So, I was like, huh, what's he using there?
So we go over to Sheena's, and I know there's all sorts of different types of parenting, but, like, wow. Wow. You can't trust Lala, who has her own child the same age, plus Ariana and Katie, to watch Summer. You're going to watch them on camera.
I thought that was a little I thought that was super insulting to Lala. I really did.
Totally. Yeah. Like, I have Alexa. I have my babysitting app. I have my webcams all over. And I also told them they can't leave the house. Do you know what I was doing with, like, kids that aren't mine at that age by myself? Like, yeah. And I did pull that on Kaya one time. I'm like, I told her she wasn't allowed to take Layton to the park. I'm like, I feel like you'll get distracted. You must keep eyes at all times on the child. You can't look at your phone. So I wouldn't let her. And she's like, you're not the boss. I'm like, she's older than me. But I'm like, well, I am, though. So I get it. But, like, this is a little extreme. And, like, you can't put Summer in the stroller and, like that's too much for you, Sheena?
I was also thinking, I was like, okay, like, this is secrets revealed. Do I really give a shit about seeing a Summer Moon babysitting session? Like, no. What the hell? Like, I'm sure there was, like, a lot of other things that we would like to see. Like, I'd like to go back and see Joe and Lala eating that freaking cheese thing. Yes. You know, like, there's, like, I have a lot of questions that have been unanswered.
Well, at least we did get more of the Joe scene with Tom.
That was my favorite part, and we will get there, yes.
The last point was Sheena revealing, and I remember her saying this last year before Scandoval. She's like, yeah, I really wish we could have shown the scene of Tom and Ariana babysitting. They were so cute. It was so good. Like, now we find out her mom, Erica, was in the other room the whole time because Sheena didn't trust Tom and Ariana. It's like, Jesus.
Yeah.
She was a little baby, so I get it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm sure she's just saying, yeah, like, her mom will feed and change and do all that. But my favorite part of this scene, because I was like, I don't care, and I love Summer Moon, so it's not about Summer Moon. I just thought it was boring. But my favorite part was as, like, she comes up, she gets out of her nap, and she's, like, a little, like, you know how I feel like that when I wake up from a nap as well. And she goes into the living room, and she freaking looks right at the camera, it was so cute. Like that's the type of fourth wall breaking that I like.
It was almost like the cameraman was her friend. Like, she's got these three, you know, like, little kids, they love looking up at pretty girls. She's got these three beautiful women in front of her that are also girly girls like Summer, but she's obsessed with the cameraman.
Yeah, and it was like a little puppy that, like, just couldn't, like, they're just like, it was really cute.
And she kept looking right into the camera. Yeah. Like, she is Sheena's daughter.
Yeah, she's stinking cute.
DNA.
I will say Summer Moon is adorbs.
Oh, I know. It's so cute. So, okay, what did you think of Lisa having dinner at James's? And
I
can't believe pasta is $42 and it was still, like, in hard format. It's not even soft.
I was, like, so upset that not only, like, they had a missed opportunity at the reunion, first of all. When Allie came out, they should have had, like, someone in a freaking airplane costume go past the stage or something. And then, like, so the airplane flies over as Lisa's walking in. Then she takes a moment on the porch to put her hand up like a sailor and look up and go, oh, golly, the airplane's going right over your house.
It's like, is that an airplane?
Wait, are you?
I never see any of those.
What city are we in again? Burbank. Oh, there is an airport here.
You know, every time I, like, go outside and I see an airplane, I stop and I look up at it and think, airplane.
James.
Don't see those too often.
No.
Oh, God. So he makes your $42 pasta from Erewhon. Got to go there.
I
shouldn't. I'll spend too much.
I want to go, like, I still, we didn't stop. I was telling Sarah and her friends when we were at Jax's that we were going to stop and get the Hailey Bieber smoothie because we've all been dying to try it. And we were, and there's one, like, literally you can, like, walk to it from Jax's place. And, but we didn't stop. We were like, forget, like, we were just like over it. So we didn't stop. But I thought that I love the James scenes because usually he's trying so hard and there's like a little bit of comedy mixed in. So I thought it was cute. He was really hustling, trying to make that meal.
I thought it was funny because he's like, nothing but the best for my queen. And he's like, I've got some mixed greens. And he's like, with a tomato and a cucumber. Nothing but the best. And I'm like,
I know,
that's the best? That's like a side salad at Denny's.
And like, I felt like Allie kind of looked at him like, that's your grand salad? Like, literally you can get that at like the Carl's Jr. drive-thru. That's what they put in.
And then he's like, and pasta with a red sauce. Like, oh, that requires a lot of work.
Like, but you know what? How about, like, she really freaking ate it. Like, I saw her plate. Like, it was gone. So, yeah. Like, props to him and props to her for eating. Love that.
Well, speaking of Italian food, then we go on to the best scene, the Olive Garden scene.
Oh, my God.
Now, Holly used to pick up, when we used to podcast in person, she would sometimes pick up Olive Garden to go. It was kind of during COVID, so a lot of that curbside shizzle. And when you would bring it, you'd bring the soup and salad for both of us and the breadsticks. I don't recall getting a like donut-sized box of like 50 breadsticks.
Well, I mean, we could have, you know, like there is that option, but like I would always get like the soup and salad deal, you know? So if we were going to have a romantic picnic together, I absolutely could do that. But I, you know, and it was during COVID, so we wanted our own plates, right? So that's why we did that.
I've never seen such a thing. And I don't know, like, why do you want to eat that many breadsticks?
I mean, I've ordered that, like, when I'm catering or when it's for a large group, you know, like,
right.
It's, yeah.
I'm going to have to give credit to Sandoval here for being like, so you got an Italian dinner picnic on the living room floor and it's not a date. And then you watch a movie, like, snuggled up on the floor, but it's not a date. And he's like, no, it's just friends. It's like, well, I haven't seen you have a picnic with Sandoval from Olive Garden on your living room floor, or like lay down on your stomach with your legs in the air and your hands on your chin watching a movie, huh? Okay.
Yeah. I don't know what else you could call this. Like, I'm at a loss for words of how you could, even if I was if I did this with you, Sarah, if like we laid there and did, like, I can't even think on the wildest night that we would do that. Do you know what I mean? Like, I just like, and we've had nights where, you know, we've ordered food late. We've never.
It's like we've got a pizza out in the yard, or maybe room service when we're in New York, or something. You know?
But we stay on our own beds and like talk across. Like, we would never like crisscross on the bed and like spoon feed each other.
Yeah.
Okay, but can we talk about how they both sipped the dressing from the bottle?
Sipped? They like chugged it.
I mean, gross. I like the dressing, but to, like, it kind of has, like, a thick consistency.
And a tang that would kind of be like...
Like, I get acid reflux if I do too much of that. And I cannot imagine the burps and feelings that they had after that.
Yeah. And then here's Schwartz not giving her any mixed messages at all, like, oh, you know, Joe, you're like a 5-alarm fire, like 10 out of 10, hot. But, you know, I just don't want a relationship. But, oh, boy, she's like, oh, well, you said we were getting married when you're 48. Yeah, that's right. That's right. She's like, so I have 8 years. He's like, yep, yeah, okay. Not mixed message at all. It's like,
then the after that moment of, you know, that Joe is probably still holding on to, they do a dirty feet check. They lift him up, and guess who wins?
From his Schwartz. Apartment? So he's saying his apartment is dirty. Unless they walk the dogs barefoot.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, even Ariana said, she's like, I'm sorry, you're going on swan dates. You're taking me home to meet the family. Yeah, I would think I was your girlfriend. That's so, it's just classic fuckboy Peter Pan. Like, what? Why would you think that?
Well, and, it seems like from the beginning of this season till now that he was very much aware that Joe had feelings for him, that she, like, possibly had, like, a crush on him. And rather than do things that maybe discouraged her from that, if he's not ready for a relationship, he did the complete opposite, almost doubling down on his, like, affection towards her in private. Like, he did all these things in private, you know, like, giving her all these feelings, and then they go out in public, and he kind of, like, you know, keeps her at arm's length, and she's, like, confused, and it is a mess. It really is.
Yeah, I mean, Ariana's right. He wants all the benefits of a girlfriend, but not the label.
Which, again, like, I don't think that that's, like, completely unfair, given, like, what he just got out of, but if you put yourself in Joe's shoes and all of the things that he did, like, I don't think we can call her crazy for thinking that maybe he really liked her, because it's like, it, the proof is, we have the proof. It's,
yeah. Yeah.
So exactly. Yeah, I I'm like, oh man.
Maybe we need to do like how that Coco Makoko puts those clip videos montages together. Maybe we need to do one with all the Schwartz mixed messages, like, and like, y'all are calling Joe crazy, but watch this. Like, here is everything he has said and done, and that's just what was shown on camera. Oh, imagine all the stuff not on camera.
You're right. That would be an amazing feat.
I mean, yeah. She knew his family. She visited there. There's so much more that's not on camera.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we have the fascinating, titillating scene of Lala sipping non-alcoholic mixers, and then she asks, what's a cerveza? Is it like a dark beer? Can't. And yeah, I don't need more Easton. I don't need more of this scene.
So I never understood, like, I was trying to talk to Chad about this, but like, I never understood that, like, if I made a choice to, like, stop drinking, why I would want to drink something that tastes like, what? Like, the best part of drinking is what it does to you, right? Like, it's like the...
Exactly.
Yeah. And so the one thing that I don't like is the way that it tastes. So that's why most of the time I will always choose another beverage over alcohol, because I personally don't like how it tastes. But I guess some people, like, they like how it tastes and don't want the impairment. So it makes sense, but...
It doesn't to me, because if you're going, you're choosing the alcohol for the alcohol.
Right.
Otherwise, you would just choose water or soda,
like,
or juice.
Like a beautiful iced tea. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
And then also, for me, I think what it would do was make me want to have a cocktail.
Well, that's what, and I hope this isn't offensive to anyone, but yeah, Chad was like, well, I think that they miss drinking a little bit, and so it gives them kind of that feeling. But I would think that would be, like, slightly dangerous if you have a big problem with it. So
I think that when they do water shots all the time, and on the Shotsky and Andy, I think that would make me want to go have a shot, because I am so influenced by, I'm like, you know, I like to drink during the week, and then I'll watch, put on a show, and they're like, you know, and they'll reference, like, a drink or a glass of wine. I'm like, that sounds fun to do right now. I'm going to watch them drink while I have a glass of wine. Like, it only takes that, and it makes me want to drink when I actually don't want to drink. So for me, drinking a mocktail or taking shots of water, that would get me in the mental mindset of, like, oh, we're drinking. Well, so, I don't know. I don't think it worked for me.
Yeah, well, and I have that same problem with food. You know, it's like, I like the Olive Garden thing, like, that triggers me. And I'm like, God darn it. Like, now I want a breadstick. I want to dip it in my soup, and I want the salad.
Like, I already thought about that because I'm going to go to Garfield this weekend, and I thought, you know, Garfield's like, they're doing the Olive Garden collab, and I'm like, maybe we could go to Olive Garden after Garfield because it'll be on theme.
Well, I did that with the kids. I ordered it to go. Dude, their kids' meal deals are amazing. Like, they get full fettuccine Alfredo, broccoli, and a drink for $6.99. Like, you can't beat that.
Sometimes I order it and when I get it delivered and stuff, I'll order kids' meals for myself because I want, like, I can't commit to one thing, but this way, if it's a basic thing, I can order it and just have a little bit for a lot less money.
Totally.
And then I can have little different things.
Yes. You know? Yes.
Like, maybe I feel like spaghetti, but I don't want to order just spaghetti. That seems stupid. I can make that my, you know?
Yeah.
But then I'm like, oh, if I get the kids' version, I get the little broccoli.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so Lala says that Sandoval offered up his sperm. It's just so gross.
Ew.
I did like that she said that the last thing on her, because everyone's like, well, if you do this, you're not going to be able to find a man. And she's like, the last thing in my mind is worrying about if I can find a man. And even Sheena chimes in. She's like, Kim Kardashian has four kids. She gets men like Lala doesn't care right now. Easton, he's like, no man's going to go with a single mother. It's like, where'd you come from, sir? So then we have Sandoval go to meet his realtors who are his friends in real life in a mesh shirt. Oof. And then he jokes with them about Schwartz's carpet matching the drapes and other inappropriate gross shit. And then they snuggle on a swing. That's about it.
I really feel that coming. It's coming.
That's gonna be the kooky antics of Tom and Tom living together just like they're in college again.
It's like, so they'll air that during the break. And then
don't make me. Oh, I can't. Okay. I thought the fun. I don't know why they cut some of these scenes. Like, I thought it was a funny scene of Allie uncheering her location with Sheena, and then, like, Sheena gets an alert. Like, does it alert the other person, or is that just for production value?
No, it does.
Oh, so she probably saw it.
There's like a little thing that says like so and so has stopped sharing their location with you. I know because that it's happened to me before where I'm like, or like Chad will like turn his off and I'm like, excuse me, Chad. Like,
it could have been a fun scene because I loved Allie being like, I just feel like Sheena's bored sometimes and she gets real nosy and wants to know. Like, I think Sheena has FOMO is what. I think she's looking, and she's looking to be nosy, but she's also looking to see, like, am I missing anything?
Yeah. You know? Oh, for sure.
But I love that Allie pointed that out. I was like, yes, I love this scene. Why is this cut out? And then Sheena's like, okay, everyone, I'm going to play my new song, Apples. And James is like, oh, God, I thought you were going to say, here's my new version of Good as Gold. It's like, this time it's the classical version. That was hilarious.
That was,
he's
yeah.
Like, what else? And it's like, she's like, country. And he's just so funny. He's like, right, let's go, let's go. And that was funny.
That was really funny. And like very true about Good as Gold. Like we can't hear it again. No more versions. And then
they cut out the James and Allie collaboration scene and her singing. Like, Allie didn't have like anything this season. Like, you couldn't have just thrown her a little bone like that? Do you think Sheena and Lala were like, you better cut that, Jeremiah, we're walking?
Yeah, I'm glad they cut that. I still didn't think it was very interesting. But did you see that Sheena was drinking Liquid Death?
I did. And I was like, who just told me to drink that recently? Was it
me?
You?
Me. Can you get some when you go camping? Can you put some in your cooler?
Okay, it's non-alcoholic, right?
Yeah, it's just it's like.
So again, why would I drink that?
Because when you're hungover, it will cure you. It's I'm telling you, Sarah. Like, just try it.
But it's like an energy drink.
No, it's water.
It's just water.
It's just water. It's so just
black water.
Freaking water. It's very good water.
Okay.
And I know sometimes we disagree on water, but can you just try it?
If it's just water, all right.
Yeah, just put one in your cooler.
Why
and
is
then,
it called liquid death then? Then it should be called
because
liquid
it murder
life.
It murders your thirst.
Okay.
It will murder it.
Huh. I mean, I think it'd be a great name for like some kind of beverage, but water. It's like, yeah, I would have never bad marketing because someone looking for water would see that and be like, that's an energy drink. They would never think that was water.
Once you drink it, though, then it's like you get
all
it.
Right.
You get it.
Okay. Okay. I will. Sorry, Penta. I got a new candy name for water. Sorry, Essentia.
I don't think it's I don't think like the aesthetic of the can is your style at all. But I think you will like the water, and I think you will like what it does. I'm serious.
Sherry Cook's Corner. Is very,
yes. Yes. Well,
doing the Ed Hardy shirt and the stitched jeans,
and you know Ronnie and all her friends like it because it looks like she's drinking an energy drink, but it's just water. So everyone feels like it makes them look cool. You know, hence why Sheena was drinking it the way she was because it made her look cool.
Okay. So Holly and I were supposed to go to Courtney's birthday party, and we didn't. And here's what we missed. We missed Tori and Katie making out.
Damn. I mean,
that actually, had we been there and gotten that footage, that could have, like, blown up.
Yes.
So.
Even just having the story of seeing that would have been enough to.
How dare we miss an event? Never again.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I was a little nervous to go. I'm obsessed with Valley Brat, so I definitely wanted to, like, go see everything. And I forget why. I think I didn't go because I was scared. Really. I was a little nervous to go to a big Hollywood party at the pool.
Yeah, and looking at the party, because everyone was crammed together around the pool, like, it's not a thing you would have wanted to do by yourself.
No, yeah.
Like, seeing a band is one thing, because people just think, oh, our friend's over at the bar. But
you can blend in. This, I feel like I would have, like, stuck out like a sore thumb.
It would have been really awkward.
Yeah.
Schwartz thinking he can speak Japanese is very cringe.
Yes.
Sandoval thinks, I think I'm going to freeze my sperm right now since, you know, I'm clean. Now, Julia ripped me apart for this. She's like, it's not like blah, blah, blah. She's like, do I have to school you on the reproductive system? I'm like, it makes sense to me because the doctor told him last year his quality, he had a low count, but also the quality of sperm was poor because of all drinking and smoking and drugs that he does and the tight clothes. So for me, it makes sense that why not freeze what's clean and sober sperm right now, because he intends on drinking and drugging again, which he is. He's drinking again. So it does make sense for me to, you know, she's like, well, he could just quit again. I'm like, but maybe he doesn't want to quit and that's why he's going to freeze his sperm. I don't know. It made sense to me.
Yeah. Me too.
All right. Well, cool. This is on the yeah. So take that, Julia. Okay. Sandoval said he's had sex with three people since Rachel.
And that really bothers Schwartz. He's like, "How? How?"
He's like, "You're the most hated man in the world."
It was a hate fuck session.
And Sandoval's like, well, you know, it took a lot of courage for me to fuck that first person after Rachel. Like, no mention of Ariana here at all. You know, I was very brave. It's like, oh, okay. And Schwartz revealed, I've only had sex with, well, it rhymes with Flo.
Again!
Okay. Like, can't even say her name. Sandoval goes to hit on the waitress in the claw dress, who turns out to be the owner. And so they show him go up there and,
hey, like, what's your Instagram? He's like, well, you know, it's funny because I just broke up with, I cheated on my girlfriend. He's like, you know, I'm not that famous, you know, but I guess I am because it was like all over the news. And
he's like,
I'm really not that famous. I promise.
Yeah. He's like, I had an affair. It's like, ew. Like,
he kept saying he's not that famous. I'm like, I don't think she thought you were famous.
No, like, keep, like, stop saying it. It's he's so awkward.
He's using it as a line. Like, no, trust me, I'm not. And she's like, yeah, I didn't think you were. No, I'm not, really. Yeah, I got it. It's like, tell me you're famous without telling me you're famous.
Yeah.
It's dumb. So, that's kind of a, oh my God, thank God they cut out the stupid murder mystery. I can't have another murder mystery on Bravo.
Okay, this looked like this looked stressful and like not that fun.
No.
I'm sorry
Katie and Ariana.
Like, I'm sorry to Melissa, who was hosting it. Like, I'm sure it's nothing that she did that was wrong. But, like, the, you know, like, here's your script. Read it and figure out who done it. Like, I don't know.
They didn't even look for clues or leave their chairs.
Yeah, it just...
At least at the Kentucky Castle, they were running around from, like, room to room and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was boring, and I'm glad they cut it. And that was kind of it. The Sheena said she thinks she needs to be more like Lala. It's like, no, please don't. And Lala's like, yeah, I only know how to be friends or enemies, so I got to work on, like, being in the gray area.
Yeah, I think that absolutely Sheena needs to hear that. Like, you absolutely do not need to be like Lala. I think most people find Sheena endearing for being Sheena, and she needs to figure out who that really is and show us that. Like,
lean into it.
Yes, and every time she does well. Like, she gets embraced by the
Yes, people are like, oh, we love Sheena for being Sheena. Oh, Sheena's just sheening.
She
leans into that.
And she's known for having a good heart, which I think she's very proud of, and I would be proud of too. And I don't want her to lose that because she's trying to posture like Lala. It's like...
She had it. She was in a great place, but since being attached at the hip to Lala, she's lost it again.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's too nervous.
And I'm really hoping... I really, first of all, I think she hears what everyone's saying. Second of all, I hope that during this break that she can transition out of that somehow. And I think she can. I really think she can. I don't think all hope is lost for her. But yeah, so secrets revealed. I'm going to say, like, out of 10, I found it, like, really entertaining. I'll give it, like, an 8 out of 10. Like, it could have been more. It wasn't a 10, but it was a nice, easy, fun watch. I thought they edited it. It was, like, super cute the way they had people paired up and talking. Like, I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's Secrets Revealed. We're going to be back with the Valley.
Yes.
And on Patreon, I'm going to be back with New Jersey. So, stay tuned.
Yes.
Bye.
Okay, bye.